2 hours later, just shy of noon, they breasted a rise and halted, looking down at a wide, slow-moving river, gray as pewter beneath the overcast sky. On the northwestern bank, their side, was a barn-like building painted a green so bright it seemed to yell into the muted day. Its mouth jutted out over the water on pilings painted a similar green. Docked to two of these pilings by thick hawsers was a large raft, easily 90 feet by 90, painted in alternating stripes of red and yellow. A tall wooden pole that looked like a mast jutted from the center, but there was no sign of a sail. Several wicker chairs sat in front of the pole, facing the shore on their side of the river. Jake was seated in one of these. Next to him was an old man in a vast straw hat, baggy green pants, and long boots. On his top half, he wore a thin white garment, the kind of shirt Roland thought of as a slinkum. Jake and the old man appeared to be eating well-stuffed popkins. Roland's mouth sprang water at the sight of them. Oi was beyond them, at the edge of the circus-painted raft, looking raptly down at his own reflection, or perhaps at the reflection of the steel cable that ran overhead, spanning the river. "Is it the why?" Susanna asked Roland.
"Yar."
Eddie grinned. "You say why?
I say, why not?"
He raised one hand and waved it over his head.
"Jake! Hey, Jake! Oi!"
Jake waved back, and although the river and the raft moored at its edge were still a quarter of a mile away, their eyes were uniformly sharp, and they saw the white of the boy's teeth as he grinned. Susanna cupped her hands around her mouth.
"Oi! Oi! To me, sugar! Come see your mama!"
Uttering shrill yips that were the closest he could get to barks, Oi flew across the raft, disappeared into the barn-like structure, then emerged on their side. He came charging up the path with his ears lowered against his skull and his gold-ringed eyes bright.
"Slow down, Shug. You'll give yourself a heart attack," Susanna shouted, laughing.
Oi seemed to take this as an order to speed up. He arrived at Susanna's wheelchair in less than 2 minutes, jumped up into her lap, then jumped down again and looked at them cheerfully.
"Olin, Ed, Suze."
"Heil, Sir Thrakken," Roland said, using the ancient word for bumbler he'd first heard in a book read to him by his mother, The Thrakken and the Dragon. Oi lifted his leg, watered a patch of grass, then faced back the way they had come, scenting the air, eyes on the horizon.
"Why does he keep doing that, Roland?" Eddie asked.
"I don't know."
But he almost knew. Was it some old story, not The Thrakken and the Dragon, but one like it? Roland thought so. For a moment, he thought of green eyes, watchful in the dark, and a little shiver went through him. Not of fear, exactly, although that might have been a part of it, but of remembrance. Then it was gone.
"There will be water if God wills it," he thought, and only realized he had spoken aloud when Eddie said,
"Huh?"
"Never mind," Roland said. "Let's have a little palaver with Jake's new friend, shall we? Perhaps he has an extra popkin or two."
Eddie, tired of the chewy staple they called gunslinger burritos, brightened immediately.
"Hell yeah," he said,
and looked at an imaginary watch on his tanned wrist. "Goodness me, I see it's just gobble o'clock."
"Shut up and push, honeybee," Susanna said.
Eddie shut up and pushed.